Hi, I'm Tara Stubbins. I'm a celebrity assistant, certified lifestyle manager, and time management expert. You can find me at takeiteasyconcierge.com. And thanks for listening to the Rockstar of Real Estate, realestatepodcastshow.com.
And just wanted to add a little quick frequently asked question to today's podcast, just to make sure you guys know exactly what you can get done, as well as obviously the stuff that you know about when it comes to working with me. I also want you to know that there's also something that's available for those of you who already have your own agents, people that you work with already. So the question I was asked this week was, can I work with my own listing agent and still be featured on your podcast? The answer is yes. What happens here is it's called a referral agreement. You can have the agent, you can explain this to the person that you might be working with. And what happens is it means you can have your own realtor and me working together for the best result for you. And this is obviously all done before any paperwork is signed. So just reach out to me, realestatepodcastshow.com. I'll explain all the details, make sure that it's all very clear. The best part is it doesn't cost you a cent more. The best part is you don't pay anything extra. Your realtor and I split the commission. 70% for them, 30% for me. Those numbers are not negotiable. I don't do it for less and I won't ask for more. So it's a win-win situation and you get featured on my podcast too. Again, make sure you talk to me before you sign any paperwork or get anything started. Of course, it won't work if all parties are not agreeing to what's in your best interest. And this is one of those solutions that I've come up with over the years that allows you to still have your listing agent that you might be working with, but you're also getting me involved in the cooperating aspect of things. And it's a really, really great idea because no one else besides me can have your property on my podcast. Thanks again. Good morning, Paul Andrigo here, realestatepodcastshow.com. Today is always the day I look forward to. Each and every month, I run through the top solds of the month, and I want to make sure you understand how important it is for you to know what's going on in your area. Everything about real estate is local. The information I'll be giving you here is general. Obviously, I'll just be running through some details about the top 10 solds in Toronto in September. And where they are and little things like that. But more importantly, the more important sale, even more important than the $5 or $10 million sale that may have happened, is the sale that happened two doors from you, the sale that happened three blocks from you. Those sales are the ones that affect your home value. So I want to make sure you guys start there. And obviously, the best way to start there is just to go right over to gold.realestatepodcastshow.com and get your property registered and find out the price that you might be able to get if you will consider selling right now. We are still in a position where there's some areas that do not have enough inventory, and that is causing a lot of stir and a lot of demand. So you need to find out if you're in that area. You might not know it. You might be, and your house might have crossed the number that you may have never dreamed of. And in some cases, some of you have told me over the years, once my house hits X price, value, I want you to tell me because that's when I want to be able to cash out and move to, you know, wherever I want to go. So if that's you, you need to make sure you, again, tune in and, of course, head over to gold.realestatepodcastshow.com. The link is in the podcast as well. So let's run through the top 10 sold properties that have been on the market. And obviously, all I'm going to give you here is the list prices that were used. And of course, if you need more details, more specifics, I'm happy to share that with you. But you're looking at everywhere from the 5.9 million range right up to 11 million plus range as the top 10 solds. Again, this is as per the Toronto Regional Real Estate Board stats for September 2020. So obviously, what you need to do whenever you're doing, whenever you're looking at this with me, whether you're in one of these neighborhoods, and these range from the Bridal Path to Forest Hill to Lawrence Park to St. Andrew to the beaches. So anywhere that you're looking, or the beach as it's called, so anywhere, anytime you're looking at what happened in your area, what the top 10 solds were, what you want to do is you want to find the common ground. You want to find the story that connects those properties. And the main thing you want to be able to do is figure out, why would one property have sold for $200,000 more or even more than another property that was a perhaps larger house or more upgraded? What's the story behind each of those solds? And that's really the difference with me. And I'm focused on doing that for each one of you that connects with me. And that's really what I would call my full-time job, is a sold storyteller more than anything else. And this is why I am so grateful for each one of you that I get to work with each year. And I really try to choose anywhere between 25 and 50 clients every year to help. I don't need to do 100. I don't need to do 200. That's not, you know, you won't see me on a billboard or a garbage can or on the back of a moving truck. Like I don't want that kind of marketing. And I don't think you should either. So when you're paying for someone else's billboard, obviously, I think it should be you that's up there. That's just me. But in my case, this process of how I do what I do is all about marketing your property to the right possible buyers. And it's not as simple as just putting it out there, because again, in a lot of cases that I've seen, even the most recent ones of sales in different neighborhoods, sometimes it literally is just the person that was hired put a sign in the lawn and let sort of nature just do its thing. Now, what if you're able to make that process even better? And that's what I'm talking about doing. Whether you have a $1 million home on the Danforth or a $5 million home on the Bridal Path, why wouldn't you want to see if you can just connect with at least a little bit more of that kind of connected buyer, someone who really gets the story and really connects with it? Because there's no denying the fact that if you're not telling the story of your property, or you're not hiring the right person to tell the story of your property, it's very likely you're leaving money on the table. And of course, the more valuable the property, the more money you might be leaving on the table. So I want you to be able to talk to me and connect with me long before any of these moves happen, simply because you can't afford to just start getting to know someone 2 weeks before you're selling. I prefer to get to know people 5 years before they move, 3 years before they move, 2 years, even 6 months is enough to at least connect, have a coffee. And yes, it's as simple as that, having a coffee or a wine or something like that. Or just, again, simply a tour of the home to me is a connection that takes this relationship into such a great place long before it's ever time to sell the home. Because for me, the more I'm able to learn about the home, everything from the layout to the upgrades, whether you have a wine cellar or a killer gym, whatever it might be that really needs or deserves to have a story told, whether video or photos is going to be obviously part of the thing, how the podcast is going to sound, everything that I want to make sure I do right starts, again, many cases, weeks, months, years in some cases, before I ever put it to market. So I want to make sure you guys are with me on this journey. And I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Top Solds of the Month. And hopefully you will be one of the next ones I do in your community. If you make sure and you contact me now, I will be able to make sure that you do get this done in 2020. So if that's something that's important to you, if getting your money out and moving on to the next place is something you want to do now, then let's talk now. Don't wait another week. Don't wait another day. Connect today with me, gold.realestatepodcastshow.com. Thank you as always for tuning in, and I hope you have a wonderful day and enjoy the rest of the weekend.